What I'd like to do now actually is more in the line of a guided meditation. So just get comfortable for that. So we can start to mosey our way into our koan journey. Mujaku is only 32 when her husband dies. It's too much. This grief won't let go. She takes her vows, becomes a nun. And she comes to the teacher, Bukko, the national teacher, with her question. Probably a good thing she doesn't use too many words because he's Chinese and his Japanese isn't too great yet. What is Zen? What is Zen? She voices her quest that way. A question that seems to have so many packed in behind it. Among them, I might imagine, what will fix this? What can anyone do with this mess? Nothing will do. What do you do? What? She asks then, what is Zen? I'm here. What is this? Already, she's broken the icy surface of all those other questions, ready to enter the oceanic, deep, live place. What is sin? What? Uko meets her there and offers a plunge. The heart of the one who asks is Zen. Here with you, in you, we are here together. The heart of the one who asks. What's that like, deep inside this life? Suddenly a deer cries out, "Where is the deer? Where is the deer?" And then, right here, no distance, he gives his shout, "Gods! Who hears? Who hears?" Who hears? Who hears? Who hears? Who hears? At these words, Mujaku had a flash of understanding. A flash. And left. We're not at the place where some polite response is needed, some explanation, some, "I get it." Flash, something happened. She went out. At the water pipe from the stream, she picked up a lacquered wooden bucket that was full of water. She saw the moon's reflection in it. And wrote a poem. Gave it to the teacher. The bucket catches the stream. The bucket catches the stream, and the pure moon through the pines appears in the water. Bhukko glanced at the poem and said, "Take the Heart Sutra and go." She did. She had interviews with the teacher coming and being sent away. The Heart Sutra was living with her. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind. No hindrance and therefore no fear. Far beyond all that, it's right here. Until, in the end, the bottom fell out, and she came with another poem expressing this that had happened. The bottom fell out of my bucket, and now there's no water, no moon. Jaku became Bhukko's Dharma heir and taught for many years. She died in her 70s. After her death, the nun Nyozen of Tokeji, that wonderful center, especially for women's practice, meditated on this poem. The bottom fell out of my bucket. No water, no moon. When When she grasped the essence of Zen, she presented her own poem to her teacher. The bottom fell out of that humble woman's bucket. The pale dawn moon caught in the rain puddles. The heart of the one who asks is in. And where is this light? We're all soaking wet with it.